Welcome back, folks. Third hour of War Room is on. Still have a lot of videos to get to and a lot of stories to tell you about. We'll get back to, crime, immigration. It's all round up into one because we'll go to some of the incredible footage from last night's riots at the ICE facility. And we'll see exactly how impotent the local police are versus the federal police. Of course, you've probably heard the news. InfoWars has been denied the stay that would have prevented the authorities here in Texas of shutting us down. Alex Jones' bankruptcy does not shield InfoWars assets, judge says. That is the headline from Bloomberg Law. Guys, if you can bring that story in for me. We're waiting to hear more from Alex Jones. He has been in conference with the lawyers this whole time. So hopefully we'll hear from him by the end of the show. But I'm probably just as, if not more, eager to find out about this than you are. So, you know, I'll bring you any information we get as we get it. Rex Jones just posted about it, saying, sadly, it seems like Free Speech Systems, otherwise known as InfoWars, has received its execution. After 2 years in federal bankruptcy court and a fake auction, highest bidder did not receive the assets. The political persecution is finally complete. The stay has been lifted. Last time this happened, they illegally stormed the building, cut off the internet, and, quote, The Onion gloatingly took over our website and mounted the metaphysical head of InfoWars on their wall. I'm so proud of the 31 years of excellence and to have been a small part in the birthplace of alternative media. This is not over. Perhaps one day there will be justice. We can hope. And then, of course, a reminder to follow at AJN Live. Follow at AJN Live immediately. And we'll bring you any updates there. This is from Bloomberg. Bloomberg. Alex Jones' bankruptcy does not shield InfoWars assets. Judge says the litigation pause in the right-wing conspiracy theorist's Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which also prevents creditor collection efforts, does not apply to the assets of InfoWars parent company Free Speech Systems LLC. Judge Christopher Lopez of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the Southern District of Texas said during a Wednesday hearing, Free Speech Systems' own bankruptcy proceeding was dismissed last year. The language of the June 2024 dismissal order and subsequent related rulings is deeply confusing, said the Jones attorney. Lopez expressed frustration at that comment, saying that the language was careful to avoid any misunderstanding and suggesting that Brooks isn't versed in bankruptcy law. The family has been embroiled in lengthy legal battles with Jones, who owes more than $1 billion in judgment over the false claims the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. Lopez's Wednesday ruling gave the families the clarity they sought after Jones was granted a hold in late August on a court-appointed receiver, telling in appeals court, Free Speech Systems assets were the property of Jones's Chapter 7 estate. The parties didn't find it clear that there was no automatic stay on Free Speech Systems assets, and another attorney, Jones attorney, Shelby Jordan, said another attorney. The InfoWars parent's bankruptcy dismissal order didn't convert its assets into property of Jones' liquidating estate, Lopez said. This is why it's so confusing, because you've got InfoWars itself that sued, but then Alex was sued, but then Alex owns InfoWars, so InfoWars is an asset in that lawsuit, but it's different than the lawsuit against InfoWars, where those assets are directly being, you know, confronted. It's very, very confusing, and none of this should ever have happened, because all the proceedings, as far as I'm concerned, were completely illegal. Even just from the statements of the people doing it, saying, we don't want money. We just want to shut him down and shut him up. So that's not what this is for. That's a violation of the First Amendment. The first time they said that, the whole thing should have been thrown out. Can you imagine? But then I guess you don't have to. I guess you don't have to imagine. I guess it happens over and over. I guess this is almost like Letitia James saying, elect me and I'll get elected to, or I'll go after Trump for whatever. And then, you know, trying to send him to jail for 400 years. You would think that the moment the prosecutor said, I'm doing this to destroy his political agenda, not because he committed a crime, but because I hate him and want to silence him, you'd think our law system wouldn't stand for that. But there's one thing you've noticed, should have learned so far, even just today's report, this whole system is corrupt beyond belief, is the word I'll use for it.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Third hour is on. This is the War Room. Still haven't heard from Alex Jones. We expect him to be joining us at some point, but he may be. It may be after this show's over that things actually get decided. But again, we expect could be as early as tomorrow. As we know, the order to liquidate InfoWars, have sheriffs come in, confiscate everything, lock the doors, was already made months ago. We've been able to delay it, waylay it. I know, I post this on, and people go, oh, again? Oh, you're being shut down again? It's like, yes, again. Yes, again. Once again, we are being, led to the executioner's block, the hood over our head, the blade sharpened, only to have a stay put out, be pardoned at the last second. Of course, this isn't just happening. It's because we're fighting back. If we'd just wanted to, we could just let the onion have it a year ago. We fought back at every pass, and we've had victory at every pass. For the first time, one of our requests has not gone through, even though I think it should have. And just everything about this is just so utterly fraudulent and criminal. It's infuriating, but that's the world we live in now. That's the world that's been created for us. It's the world that InfoWars has been trying to prevent the entire time, which is why we've been destroyed. That's right, we're not giving up. And of course, you can still support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Follow us at AJN Live. The Alex Jones Network will be our escape pod, and we'll continue to operate and tell you the truth and bring you the interviews and break down the headlines like we always do, telling you the things that make us so dangerous, the things that are real and true and anti-human. Let's talk, let's get back into crime here, because again, it's crime, it's immigration, it's a little bit of everything. But I want to start with our old friend Don Lemon. Let's go to clip 30 here. Let's go to clip 36 first. Let's go to clip 36 first. Here's Don Lemon talking about white people. Let's watch.
Ew.
It's a great question.
But you're too dumb to even realize that.
Mm.
Because you're lazy and sitting in front of a computer or a phone and you're just eating it up. Oh, my God. Look at what they're doing. All of a sudden, my heritage is going to be over. That I want to live in a country where their white kids go to white schools and white people marry each other. What is wrong with that? I want to grow up in the country that my great-grandfather grew up.
You think it can't? Do you think it can't? No other race is expected to put up with this. No other race is demonized like we are, is hated like we are. And I respond to this video by saying, actually, tune in, I'm going to tell you why violence is the answer. There's another video where he says violence isn't the answer. It is, actually. Violence is, in fact, the answer. I'll explain that in just a second. And I had people in my comments going, oh, you're falling for the divide. Don't fall for the racial divide. Fall for the racial divide. So Don Lemon is supposed to demonize my race, literally gloating over the fact that my homeland, I don't have another homeland. My family's been here since the Mayflower. The latest my family got here was the late 1700s. I don't have another homeland. This is my homeland. My grandfathers did build this place. For you to gloatingly mock the idea that we're upset that we're losing it, what the hell is wrong with you? And why would anybody put up with this? People say, you're falling for it. Don't fall for the hate. That's not hate. I love white people. And white people should love themselves. It's all love for white people. I love black people too. But everybody expresses that. In mainstream media, at least. Can you find anybody that expresses love for white people, appreciation for white people, white culture, white accomplishments? So my message to white people is, listen to Don Lemon. Stand up. No, it's time to stand up. It's time to stop taking this. It's time to recognize that you might not see race, but race sees you. The idea that you would criticize a white person for responding to something like that. Somebody's out there going, oh, I want to live in a white country where my white kids play with other white kids. You're never going to. It's over. So I'm going to go, F this guy. Somebody goes, whoa, whoa, man, hey. They're not talking to Don Lemon. They're talking to me, saying I shouldn't engage in hate. I've never said anything even remotely that hateful. So criticize him. Go after him. You want to go after somebody who's hateful? Go after Don Lemon. You want to tell somebody not to divide people. It's a sick thing to say. And you don't have to take it. White people are awesome. We built the entire world. We discovered most people, they were living in mud and eating each other. And they probably will go back to that once we're eradicated. So, I mean, if you look at, you know, there's this book that I keep talking about, the Source of Civilization. It's called something like that. From, I'm blanking on the name right now. Just search History of Civilization. It's a book Elon Musk is a big fan of. And it was written around the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s. Europe was the only civilized place at that time, as we would consider something civilized. It's just Europe. And places where Europeans went, the diaspora was civilized. Nowhere. I mean, China wasn't really like brought into the 20th century until like the 60s. And you're reading this book and it's like, you forget. But yeah, the turn of the 19th century in China, it was still like, you know, everybody bought and sold women. Like, the, you know, marriage was all a financial transaction. And everybody was basically slaves. It is truly unbelievable. Because look, I got nothing but love and respect for other races. I think that I love when they celebrate their heritage and have pride in who they are, where they came from. Good, you should. No, it's not that. It's not that History of Civilization. Will Durant. It's by Will Durant. It's called The Story of Civilization, I think, by Will Durant. Everybody should read the first couple chapters, folks. You've got to read the first couple of chapters of The Story of Civilization by Will Durant. It's on audiobook on YouTube. You can literally just put it on while you're driving. It will give you a perspective that has been deliberately eradicated since that book was written. Not to get off on too big of a tangent. The point being, white people should not be taking this and shouldn't have to take this and shouldn't be expected to take this. Nobody else takes this. Nobody else opens up their civilization to anybody, let alone to white people. Somehow we're expected. So this multicultural world is really just white people giving up everything our forefathers handed down to us for people that didn't build it, don't appreciate it, in fact, hate and despise and gloat over its destruction. Okay. Is that a deal that we accept? And again, people have been browbeaten into this where they've internalized it themselves, where they will genuinely feel like deep discomfort if you express liking white people, wanting to be around white people. Just understand, just check your biases, okay? You have to do an audit of yourself and go, is this really a bad thing, or have I been conditioned to think this is a bad thing? What's actually bad about this? What's bad about white people? We ended slavery world over. That's pretty cool. Developed the concept of human rights and exported it by force to people who reject it. That's an accomplishment. I could go on. Would you like me to go on? It's just the idea of Don Lemon, who, by the way, has a white boyfriend. I'll say it that way. I'll say he has a white boyfriend. I was thinking of some more disgusting ways to say that, but it's disgusting as it is. These people don't even believe it themselves. They just want a weapon to wield against you. And the answer is violence. It's like that meme. It's like that meme went viral recently where it's like, violence isn't the answer. Opens up history book. Oh no. Oh God. Oh no. Oh wait. Oh wait a second. Oh wait. It is actually the way that we got here was through violence. Actually, the world that we live in now was created by force. And it sucks. And the people who did it aren't listening to your request to go back to the way it was before. In fact, they're so thoroughly vindictive and hateful, they will destroy your world, and then they'll destroy evidence of your world, and then they'll say your world never existed, and thinking it did exist is just because you hate us. We heard Hillary Clinton say that exact argument, in case you didn't understand what she was saying there. They take images of the 1950s, when things were nice, and they say that never existed. That's propaganda. Actually, that was just covering up a time when everybody was miserable and hateful and mean, and nobody could do anything that they wanted. So they'll destroy your paradise. They'll turn it into a slum, and they'll destroy the pictures of your paradise and tell you that never existed. You're crazy and actually a racist for saying that it did. It existed for everybody, by the way. It existed for black people too. Go watch interviews from black people talking about the 1950s. It is indistinguishable from white people talking about their life before the government swept in to help them. Before the Civil Rights Act, when the black population in this country had their own communities, their own standards. You take the script, or the transcript of one of these interviews, you couldn't tell if it was white or black. You listen to black people talking about growing up in South Philadelphia in the 1940s and 50s. You know what they describe? Well, they certainly don't describe crackheads and shootouts, gangs, murders. They describe white picket fences and all the women wearing dresses and all the men wearing suits and the whole family filling up the auditorium every time the school had a production. They destroy that. Then they tell you actually what existed there was just a chaos of racial hate. Totally absurd, completely ridiculous. In effect, genocidal, really. In intent, genocidal. Even beyond that. What is the word when you destroy a group of people and then destroy the memory of that people? Because that's a step beyond. Here's Don Lemon saying violence is not the answer, clip 30.
Men who look like you, men who vote like you, and men who sound like you. White men, something is broken. Something is cracked. deep inside when so many of you believe the answer to fear, to loss, to change is violence. Are you listening to me? I hope I'm saying it loud enough for the people in the back.
Oh, we got you, dumbass. We hear you loud and clear, you utter failure, you ridiculous nobody, since you are no longer being pushed forward by the mainstream media. The only place anybody's going to see you is on my show, so you're welcome. You're welcome for showing your clip because nobody's actually watching you, because you were always a propped up DEI hire. There is, again, something's broken in you, white men, because you respond with violence. Now, most people are responding to this with, of course, statistical claims and charts showing that, in fact, black people show violence at a rate just massively exceeding anything white people ever accomplish. But that's not the whole story, actually. Because there are some pretty interesting stats. Black women commit murder at a higher rate than white men. So that's pretty interesting. Black children commit murder at a higher rate than white men. Did you know that? Like teenagers, like 14 to 19, higher rate of murder than adult white men. But I don't think that's what he's talking about. Exactly. What he's talking about is organized violence. Now, when it comes to organized violence, nobody holds a candle to white people. We conquered the entire world by accident. Okay? We weren't even trying to. We're really just fighting with other white countries, England and like France. There's a clip going around from Thomas Sowell, I think his name is, not the economist, but the activist in Australia, who's in jail right now, by the way. You know, his point is, you know, Europeans were just fighting with other Europeans and just wanted to conquer things so that the other Europeans didn't get there first. We never even thought of other races as like a threat or competition. When it comes to organized violence, it's next level. And so why do I say violence is the answer? Because it actually is. Let's look at some examples. These are all just from the last like day or two. Okay, clip 19 first. This is how you deploy violence in a way that actually makes everybody safer. Okay, let's watch. It's a security guard, this case in the UK, at a grocery store called Asda, and let's roll it. There you go. I'm not going to take any chances. Asda security guard 32 claims man knocked out and dragged outside store, threatened to stab him and kill shoppers. Yeah, when you've got an insane psychopath criminal wandering around yelling he's going to stab people, well, sometimes you need a white guy to take out the trash. That's violence in a controlled fashion, in a protective way of being deployed. A Daniel Penny, if you will. So that's one example, violence being the answer. Now, you could have talked to that guy, but you probably would have gotten stabbed. Could have tried to educate that guy, but you might as well educate a rock. Now, when you're confronted with the chaotic, aimless, vicious violence of random criminals, what you need in return and in opposition to that is organized, concentrated, controlled, extreme violence the other direction. Okay? One big punch. Boom. Problem solved. Look at that. Hours of conversation would have been wasted. One swift punch to the jaw and the issue is eliminated. Look at that. Problem solved. Let's go to clip 70 here. Another example of extreme violence being used once again to chase down. And again, I didn't even go out and look for these clips. They all do happen to be black perpetrators, but you know, it's reality. So Pueblo, Colorado police have released a video showing an officer forced to run over 36-year-old Antonio Herrera. And this guy was trying to like carjack a family. He's like already carjacked somebody. He's got a knife. He's running around threatening to stab people, and he tries to steal a car with kids in it. And then we deploy violence. Let's watch.
You want me to hit him?
Okay.
He's going to that car!
Running away. He's going for the car with the family in it. So we deploy violence. Boom! Problem solved. And there's the gun in the air. That's right, he didn't have a knife, he had a gun. Violence is the answer. Not chaotic violence, not random violence, not violence against innocent people. God forbid anything ever happened to Don Lemon. I want him alive. I want him saying stupid things to give me content. Please, say more, Don Lemon. Give us more instructions for white people. Please remind us of, you know, who you people are and what you actually think. Yeah, do you want more? Should we do more? Because we got the opposite to go to, too. But no, let's go to clip 38 here. Clip 38. Let's watch this. This case, the guy didn't even deploy violence, but the mere threat of violence is enough in this case to save a woman. Let's watch. Okay. This girl was getting attacked. Shout out to this guy for saving her. White dude, no shirt, none of his business, but he goes out of his way to hop the fence and interject himself in the violence, and it stops. Why does it stop? Because he's a tall, muscular white guy who could beat your butt. So you let him walk away with the girl. Yeah, violence. Violence is needed to meet violence. Okay. Righteous violence. Yeah, righteous violence. That's what this is. 100%. Now, the opposite of that would be naivety, ignorance. I've got a video to explain that too. Clip 46. This shows an absence of violence. This shows a people who are so removed from violence, we are literally the dodo bird. We have lost the ability to even see threats and have no ability to react to them appropriately. So let's go now to clip 46, female nature in action. Let's watch. So here you see a black guy trying to kick a door in, trying to bust a glass door. Then somebody sees him, so he knocks, and he looks innocent. Now, he just kicked the door 1 second ago. She heard that. Here comes a little old white lady, and far be it from her to think that, and she's on the ground, okay? And she's being robbed, and she's being viciously attacked. And he's stealing her purse, ripping it out of her hands, and running away. So, you know, Don Lemon, like that's the video. That's the mindset Don Lemon wants you in, is totally ignorant to an obvious threat right in front of you. The guy's trying to kick the door down, and this little old lady doesn't even enter into her mind that maybe he shouldn't be there. Maybe if he was supposed to be there, he'd have a way of getting in. Total dodo bird behavior. So you gotta get over that. You gotta stop being that way. There's another video that's going viral today. This guy Cam Higby, I guess his name is. He's one of the guys that took the Israel trip, and he's doing a sort of Ask Me Anything setup where he's at his table, and he posts this video where he's like, "This young man was desperate to get to a job interview, and he was gonna sell his bike to afford the train ticket. So we just gave him the money for the train ticket," and it's. A dude was trying to sell a brand new bike for $10. That bike was stolen, you idiot. But the guy's black, so you cannot suspect him of anything. You cannot think that, you know, maybe he wasn't telling the truth. Oh, he wants to sell a $400 bike for $10. Nothing suspicious about that, right? Again, it's not even a white and black thing. It's a white thing. Stop being so gullible. And
you are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, you know, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyways. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. We got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesWar.com right now, running till Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds.
Looking at? Do you have a problem?
You are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% Cuminoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now if they're openly calling for it. U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, final segment of the War Room. We should be joined by Alex Jones here any minute. I do have some more videos to go to. And let's go. I don't know. I got funny videos to go to. I don't even feel like going to them now because we want to talk about Minnesota and people have been making these fake Minnesota ads that just show what an utter crap hole it all is. But here's the latest. Postmillennial reporter Katie Davis Court, assaulted by Antifa militant in Portland amid ICE riot. There's actually a very interesting series of videos posted by Kate Davis Court. Davis Court, not sure how to pronounce her name exactly, but she is there in the mix of it and doing incredible work capturing the violence here. But you got to go to her account and look at the videos because there's one where she's being attacked. There's a second one where she's following her attacker. And there's a cop there, but the cop won't do anything. And then the third video is the ICE agents coming out and actually arresting her and actually doing the local police jobs for them because they refuse to, even though the local authorities keep saying, we don't need the federal officers here. The local police can handle it. And then they do nothing when violence occurs. So that's what happens. So you should check that out. And according to Attorney General Pam Bondi, a task force in Memphis that arrived just 48 hours ago has already seized 20 illegal firearms and made 53 arrests, as well as finding a missing juvenile. Three firearms recovered at the home of a murder suspect at President Trump's direction. We're making America safe again. So again, all these cities run by Democrats who allow their criminals to run completely out of control will not sick the local police on them. And so Trump's having to send in the feds. I really wish he wasn't. I wish they would just let the police do their jobs, and then we wouldn't have to worry about any of this. Feds bust pipeline pumping Massachusetts driver's licenses to illegals in other states. Massachusetts driver's licenses for illegal immigrants sold by Beacon Hill as a road safety reform has blown up into a federal fraud scandal. Prosecutors say the Bay State has become ground zero for a multi-year scheme that has turned out hundreds of licenses for illegals across the Northwest. And already they've arrested like hundreds of these guys who get driver's licenses with no pictures and no names, but they're official driver's licenses. Explain that to me.
Yeah, they're giving it out. Well, remember, Biden started, it's now been released, giving out Social Security numbers to illegals as soon as they got here.
Right.
Men, women, children, to get their new voters.
It was one of the things they discovered during Doge. The Elon Musk gave a big presentation showing the charts of all the Social Security numbers given out. Yeah.
And now it's coming out, though, at the state levels. They're all doing it.
Yep.
It's being released. Well, here's the big announcement. You know, I hate Alex Jones is always right. We're pretty much always right. Enough time, I'm always right. We've survived so many attacks. And, it became a thing like, oh, these aren't real attacks because they're surviving. Even though we're like at the very tip of the spear, talking about the New World Order, basically when nobody was in any mass media. And so I've gotten the ire of the globalists. My crew has gotten the ire of the globalists. We've been through hell. We've been incredibly persecuted. But I want to just say, I'm so proud of the crew and their perseverance and yourself and just everybody and what they've done. You see this Bloomberg headline from just a few hours ago, and I would have come on earlier, but I talked to lawyers for hours as they drove back from Houston to Austin to get to make sure I was right about it. And of course, what I said right after the ruling, listening to it myself, I had a guest on talking, and I'm like listening to it.
Yeah, yeah.
On the phone, and you can listen to the audio or watch the video, but I was listening to it, and the judge said, no, I am lifting the stay for Judge Guerra Gamble, the Soros judge that did the show trial with HBO here in Austin. They already have the receiver appointed. They already have the order to the sheriff's department. Now it's just up to them to implement it, and he lifted it. Even though his previous orders said no, he came out and said, my orders never said that. My lawyers are very seasoned. Shelby Jordan and others said they've never seen anything like it. And they believe it's because of how damning our filing was with all the total proof of process violation, which sounds like a boring name. That means, you know, criminal violation of rights. He said previously that the auction was a fraud. And the first thing he said to Chris Murray, the U.S. trustee, is, well, what is you and your side going to do responding to InfoWars? Well, he's supposedly with us. He's supposedly the trustee. The judge literally said, what are you and your side going to say first, Murray? What are the plaintiffs going to say? Which is like an absolute broadside. So he was really pissed. First, he was like really pissed. And he usually likes, you know, Shelby, who's a very well-known lawyer, one of the top respected guys in Texas. He's been around for a long time. And he was very, very curt with him. And he just basically punted. He Pontius piloted it, which has gone on 3 years. That's a marathon for a bankruptcy, because they would always say, criminally investigate him, court. Use their own money to investigate him. Four investigations. The judge said that a year ago. They go, there's no investigations. Nothing came out of this. You never filed anything. You never found anything. He's told the truth. IRS audit. We got a huge tax return, but then it gets paid into the bankruptcy. I mean, they thought this Lex Luthor thing, as they said enough on TV, was true. And, of course, none of it was true. The New York Times had to say last year. Turns out, InfoWars had meager assets. So here's the big announcement. The Death Star is clear to fire. Like at the end of episode 4, when it's orbiting the planet and finally goes, the Death Star is clear to fire. And Governor Tarkin, whatever his name is, says, you may fire at will, Commander. So it's lined up. They've all been all over the news, the plaintiffs, lawyers, all of them, Democrat Party operatives, former federal prosecutors saying, the last gas, we've got him. We don't want money. We want him off the air. Then separately, there'd be an article, he's got hundreds of millions hidden, it's our money, while they do PR and raise money off me saying I'm victimizing them. I never did any of this stuff. They say in my name I did these things that I never did and that nobody ever did. That's why they had to have show trials, where I was already found guilty, where the judges control the evidence. But even there, my lawyers would say, did anyone at InfoWars ever say your name? No. Did anybody ever do anything to you? Well, who peed on the graves? I don't know. Somebody told me. Who? I don't know. Well, who came to your house? I don't know. Somebody told me. Well, who were they? I don't know. Did you? I mean, literally, I saw a leprechaun in my toilet this morning. Well, you saw it? Well, no, actually, my neighbor did, but I can't tell you who they are. I mean, they just beat the dead horse. Like, Trump hates all Mexicans, says they're all criminals. No clip anywhere close. Trump says the KKK are very fine people. He said they're not very fine people. They don't care, people. So here's the deal. We have been spared so many times by God in this fight. In the last 8 years of lawfare that's been so intense. And but Judge Gore Gamble despises me, absolutely hates me. They already have the receiver appointed. Last time they had the fake auction, November 13th, remember, they were here the next day. So I expect they're here tomorrow. And, of course, it'll be the sheriff's department. We'll be nice. They got a court order. Come on in. Sure. Okay. Bye-bye. I mean, Rob's going to sleep up here tonight. Because I did it last time they went through all this. And I got a few mementos. I already knew this was coming this morning. There was like an old pet-up of one of our magazines 15 years ago on the wall. This man wants your guns with Obama on the cover. I took that off, went and gave it, you know, to some of the crew. And I said, hey, the new studio, let's have this. But if you ask where InfoWars is going, I will not be the owner of it. It's the Alex Jones Network. It's Bigly. And we've got all these great sponsors and backers coming on board. We have a little backup studio built that they finance and run and own. They're literally have gone in now on the new studio that's bigger and even better than this. But we're going to have a podcast studio, a news desk, and then one studio for the host, but a bigger one, you know, not even nicer than these. And that's it. So, and we intend to go 20 hours a day at least, or 19, you know, from midnight to 5 will be rebroadcast. And I want, like, hire people that I believe in, that I think are smart, that I agree with, disagree with, but have integrity. And I want just, like, X up on the wall in the news feeds and kind of, like, bloop, 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 like, covering things as they break. That's my vision, is lots of one-hour shows. And people that are really good, let's see, have great stamina. If somebody wants to come in and do a 7 a.m. show and come back at 3 p.m. and do an hour, that's great. But other people can do an hour, cut it up, do reporting, do a podcast, go on other shows. I want to, and I'll be the news director. And then they can harass me with a non-dischargeable debt and chase me around. It means nothing to me. I mean, I've never been about, you know, money and you know, stuff like that. So it really means nothing to me. What matters is truth. I'm allowed to work wherever I want. I'm allowed to have a talk show. And I'll do this with a gun to my head. If they said, we're going to kill you, I'd say pull the trigger. So I'm willing to die for this, like Charlie Kirk. And I got people wanting to kill me, obviously, and you too. So we're all getting swatted in the rest of it. So you think taking money away and exaggerating it hundreds of times? I never made $60 million in my career. And most of the money I did make, almost $60 million, I had to ratchet up in the last 8 years. I was paid more in the last 8 years than I was before. Because I needed to beg for money and get my income up because I got to pay the lawyers. Right. So oh, yeah, there was some years I got paid $5 million and $4 million of it went to, you know, because, I mean, I got the big Democrat. But people go, well, why are you fighting? It's the price of freedom. It's the price of war. I'd have to die like Charlie Kirk. Just had to have my name dragged through the mud, my parents sued, and everybody harassed and everything else. But that's okay. I knew what I was getting into. My point is, to our enemies, if you think this harassment and all this garbage deters me or deters other Americans. Yeah, you'll deter a few cowards and a few people that are like that. You just thin the herd with Darwinism of the weak people culturally. We're getting left with the warriors here. And it's a lot more than you thought, isn't it? You thought a mugshot would turn the world off against Trump. You thought trying to kill him or killing him would, you're lucky you didn't kill him. Boy, you'd have really got a problem. We're winning, not distributed around the world. Populism is rising. And so, again, the bottom line is you can read the articles. We finally got him. We'll shut him down within a week. Whatever. But their fake auction, their fake shutdown before that with private security in May 31st last year, that wasn't real. I didn't leave. When they come, Sheriff's Department, I know the Sheriff's Department well. I mean, I don't know them all, but they like me. Everybody knows who I am. They help, most of them listen. Talked to some of them today. I've run into some. And they love me. And they all listen, literally. So, most of them. So, hey, have a cup of coffee. All right. How fast we got to get out? All right. Sure. Great. Have a good one. See you later. And we can leave it all on the field. 16 years in this building. This building changed the world, the people in it, what we did, and it will make all of it more epic and more powerful going forward. And the bad guys know that. That's why they said, we want to own his name. They put that in bankruptcy last year. The 13th Amendment applies to everybody else against indigenous servitude and slavery. Did you hear me? Indigenous servitude and slavery. indentured servitude to slavery. But it doesn't apply. Alex Jones is a special case. They believe they can set these precedents with a straw man of me that's so demonized. Elon Musk came in and blocked it. They say they're going to own the name InfoWar. It's a generic term, meaning information war. I looked it up, you know, the name, and talking to folks I knew in intelligence, Vic Freeland, in 1996, he said, you need a website. I said, well, what's a good name? He goes, well, you really are an information war. Let's see if that's available. And he went to InfoWar. It was not available. InfoWars was. We paid $9. He actually registered first. Wikipedia says we started at $99. That's incorrect. Okay. It has my name spelled wrong, too, my middle name. I can tell you how you really spell my middle name. They may have fixed it. But the point is, InfoWars is a generic term, meaning fighting with information. Some truth, some lies. We use truth, they use lies. So now they're going to make the term InfoWar even bigger. When I first started using the term InfoWar, that I'd heard of here and there, but I didn't really understand it. Vic Freeland, the deputy fire chief in Austin, is the guy that really educated me. Nobody was using it. Now it's a household word. You don't take that out of the vernacular, and you don't capture a URL and then put fake news up, they said, to literally confuse people about my message and go, oh, InfoWar, that's that guy that's into space aliens and chupacabras. I predict, and they're so dumb that they never listen. So I'm not giving my enemies any news because they can't stop themselves. Can you imagine when they try to wear our skin? They say they're going to misrepresent and act like they're me. They claim they own my catalog. They claim they're going to misrepresent it all. I'm not like an actress or actor or
musical artist or something.
Yeah, somebody like Prince who sold his name to Sony and then they could come take it. I never did a 360, bro. I'm not an indentured servant. You will lose. And our countersuits are powerful. They can run, but they can't hide.
I don't know. So how soon could this happen? I mean, could this be the last 10 minutes we broadcast out of these studios?
Yeah, I was talking to Shelby and my lawyers earlier as they drove back from Houston, like literally 30 minutes ago, and they said it could be tonight.
Right.
I mean, here's the thought. They did their fake auction. They did their fake security raid. Got mud on their face. Egg on their face. So they're probably going to want to be a little more careful about it. Also, the sheriff's department, you know, is usually pretty reasonable or whatever. I would imagine if we don't miss the call or whatever, we'll get a call. And I'm going to reach out to them in the morning and say, hey, if you get this, just let us know. We want it to be really easy. We can show you around and, you know, everything else. I mean, this is a husk. Mm. This is like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon here. But I always fought for it and we never backed down about it. But this is not a defeat. This is a great case of perseverance. And this is all these wars and all these battles and things we've won. And now they think if they can get the symbol of it and the name of it, of a website, somehow that legitimizes all their attempts to take us off the air over the years. And all they did with the lawfare on Trump was making bigger. So, it's that totalitarian instinct of who they are. So I am...
people can follow AJN live, right, on X. Where should people go in case?
Yeah, I mean, there's the Alex Jones channel on Rumble that we're going to really start promoting and pushing big time and doing streams through them. I mean, it's already big. We're going to really push it. There's X at Real Alex Jones, the backup at AJN live. And then the radio stations can pick up the Alex Jones show all day long. So they're already, you know, ready. The stations are all there. That's our little secret ace in the hole to pick it all up. And so we just flip a switch. Remember when they came in with the fake auction and cut the internet and we were on and didn't miss a beat?
Yeah.
It was during your show. They shut your show down.
I was midway through my sentence. The screen went black. Yeah, it was crazy.
So, but I got on the air and you got on the air. And that's one reason I was so critical. Oh, and you remember that December 10th hearing, it was 9th and 10th. And the judge ruled for us at the end saying, I can't authorize a fraudulent sale. I can't be part of your fraud. Lopez would never be part of the fraud they brought him. But at the end of the day, like Pontius Pilate, he said, I'll give you what you want and signed off on it today, which my lawyers thought. I mean, their filing is so horrible. It's all their quotes and admissions. We don't want money. We want to shut him down. This is political. Ha, ha, ha. We deposed him and they said, yeah, we rigged the auction. We don't want you to have it. That's fraud. That's criminal. But listen. The DOJ is still investigating. You think you got that killed? Think again. You wait till your little deputy AGs. Okay, we were thinking way ahead of that. Thanks for showing yourself. Just a little more weight. We're getting close. But the civil stuff, and you think you shut this down and magically the money goes away. No, 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 no. Now that we're going to be out of the bankruptcy, all these backers can legally back us and do all this stuff. And as long as Mr. Jones never touches any of it, you can't do anything. And so you think you've won. The war just begun. You just act like Admiral Yamamoto, or you just act like Emperor Hirohito right after they hit Pearl Harbor. You just sit back and you just adjust your suspenders and you play with a little pee-pee and you just keep laughing. Just, oh, it's so funny. Or like Santa Ana after he wiped out the Alamo. You just feel good, maybe fire up a cigar and just keep on laughing because I know history. I know the arc of justice, as Martin Luther King talked about, bends towards justice, and I know, and I can see it all around me. So salute the listeners and viewers and supporters. Salute the crew. And the big thing is going to be when we announce these new news sites and all this new stuff, it just everybody hits the ground running because the info war has just begun. Alex, there's the Alex Jones Network that's on AJN. There's a whole bunch of systems. In fact, I'm not even sure that those may be fans ones they just threw up. But we'll have a whole list of that for people. We'll have it all ready. It is ready. And so we'll trot it all out in front of you. But the biggest thing is just go to Real Alex Jones on X, go to the Alex Jones Network on Rumble. Here's another thing. Band.video. All that belongs to you. We used to have radio stations and TV stations that didn't want to carry the full show, but people wanted to buy time to air my films and shows. And a lot of station owners just wanted to air it. I mean, big stations in L.A., New York, you name it, commercial stations. But I was constantly signing forms to authorize legal and then calling the station. Yes. So I had lawyers write forms on Infowars.com saying all of this is free to air. All this belongs to the American people and the people of the world. And it's all there. So we've been free to air, and it's been a non-exclusive license to all of you for 25, 26, 27 years. I mean, there's dozens of letters that were updated over the years, over 25 of them, actually more than that. It was a whole stack for the lawyers. And they're digitally there. They're on the digital archive. It's all there. So you can't, it's like I can publish a book. I can write a book and say this is copyright, trademark free. This is a gift to the world. It belongs to you, like publishing a song saying it's free rights to the world. Well, if I later declare bankruptcy on assets I have, you can't come back and say a thing I gave away belonged to me because it belonged to the world. So this is perfectly positioned. We're going to sue Bloomberg and the Everytown Group that publicly owns and runs The Onion. We're going to sue the Onion guy that's back on the news saying the one thing in my life is getting InfoWars so I can wear his skin. Do you hear that a few weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is creepy. Good, dude. You are stepping into the damages now. You are stepping out of the rig court in Democrat-controlled Austin and Connecticut and then out of the bankruptcy court that, you know, 3 years gave you big problems. And you're stepping into civil liability with all the things you've done. And all your statements about, yeah, look at the Onion attacking Charlie Kirk. You are, and people say, well, we'll just move on from them. No, it's about justice. And so the shoe will be on the foot because here's the thing. I go to work for the people. I'm like, I don't want basically anything except I want you to fund this First Amendment Foundation, $20 million a year to sue these people. See, that's what this war is about. See, because you're messing with somebody who doesn't give a crap about money. Money to me is an engine of victory. And people buy stuff from us, they're doing that to know they're funding warriors that don't back down. So go to thealexshowstore.com because, again, that's another thing. I don't own that. Big Lee's established, has all these other clients. That's what they do. They sell high-quality supplements, T-shirts, all of it. They've done a great job. And they have financed and run and own the Alex Jones Network, though there's other partners about to come in. There's about a bunch of stuff about to happen. So and there's the brand new phone mobile app I haven't gotten to. Oh, my God, I should have plugged that. Chase got that going. In fact, can we put that back on screen? The actual URL if we can? If you just go to thealexjonesshore.com, you can learn about the URL. Because there's an actual URL. Here, it's on my phone. Not just, yeah, when we plug stuff like that, we probably just want to show the URL. Here, let me just do that. I always tell the crew, it's like...
It looks like it's on the App Store. So if you go on the App Store and search AJN Live...
Yeah, but there's actually a URL. I'll just pull it up.
There's a URL as well. We can go to thealexjonesstore.com, support us. Hey, this might be your last chance to get something with the InfoWars brand from InfoWars. Say it again. AlexJonesApp.com. AlexJonesApp.com.
Yeah, I'll probably put that on screen.
Yeah, AlexJonesApp.com.
Good job reminding me of that, guys.
Get the app. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Follow AJN Live on X. AJN Live on X. If you don't have an X account, you got to get one. But I don't think you need one to go to AJN Live at AJN Live. X.com/AJN Live.
Yeah, the biggest thing is AlexJonesApp.com is where you go and get the app for free. So we'll just put it on screen. AlexJonesApp.com. There it is. AlexJonesApp.com. So there's going to be... And literally, they've already filed. They're going to go to court and say, we own his name. He is a slave. They already said this. They said, 13th Amendment does not apply to him. You think I'm so demonized, courts will go, oh, God, he peed on kids' graves. Nobody ever did. It's made up. And they're just like, we will give you his name. We will. But this is the weird judicial culture that literally still thinks CNN has viewers. But they're like literally hanging on in their own little weird bubble. And so as the sandcastles crumble into the sea very, very quickly, it's. But I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody. But back to Owen. We're up here on the 10th of December. He's hugging me. Love Owen. So great. You know, we're all together. And, you know, he thought we were going to be shut down in November. He just quit and left, but he came back. We were so happy. And then he just did that whole thing. That's why it hurt my feelings, was because... You know, I probably overreacted, and I just wish Owen well, but I appreciate all you guys not abandoning ship, you know, in this fight.
Well, same with the crew, too, because everybody, we've all been under this bankruptcy, and we've all seen it from the inside. So, you know, we understand the pressure that you've been under, and, I mean, people don't understand. During the commercial breaks, Alex is, like, running out and meeting with lawyers and running back in. You don't see it when you watch the show. Behind the scenes, it's been chaos and high energy, and, you know, I always feel defeated at this, and then you come in and fire me up again. So,
but then we get to see people go on air and say, it's all fake. And I'm just like, you know, it's just like, man, because I don't like bragging, though, man, we were like the most battle-hardened, most victories of anybody, this whole crew. Like, we are the best, which isn't saying much, God almighty, but people don't celebrate people that are literally dying for them, man. I just, you know, I mean, a lot of you do, and you're the reason we're still on air, but this is our biggest challenge. They're coming for us to get through us to get to you, thealexjonesstore.com. Go there. We got a big sale. Get the best creatine private labeled out there. Means we already go get, we go probably with the best that we already know it's the best. We get one free. That's all there. And AlexJonesApp.com. Love the folks at Bigly. They are there. Such great people launching so much. And they know they're going to get sued by these people. They're going to get run into a brick wall because I don't own that company and there's nothing going on. So this is a long fight. You know, President Trump had to pardon them.
Real quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help, too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far.
Well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. I mean, we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.